You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Bit Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and welcome to Enterprise Fit Radio here on EPN, your location for health and fitness information for the busy entrepreneur. And as we all know, without good health, you cannot be successful nor productive. Today, we're speaking with Sharon Brown, the founder and CEO of Bonafide Provisions, the number one selling frozen bone broth in the nation. Her mission is to bring abundant wellness to the world by returning to the wisdom and traditions of our ancestors through gut health. And Sharon, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Fit Radio.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
And you're more than welcome, Sharon. Looking forward to hearing from you today. So for starters, tell us, what is Bonafide Provisions? I heard that you thought of this business when searching for an alternative remedy for your son's health issues. Can you speak about that and give us some details?
Sure. Bonafide Provisions is a company that I started with my husband, and we really started at because of a need. So we have a son who is now 20, but when he was 6 months old, developed chronic sinus infections, ear infections, respiratory infections. And by the time he was in first grade, he was diagnosed really by a teacher with ADD, and we were told to put him on Ritalin. And so we decided we were going to do something drastic. We didn't know what, but we decided to pull him out of school back 12 years ago and started homeschooling him, and decided we were going to take an approach to his diet that was just real food. And one of the mainstays of his diet was bone broth, because I came across this ancient food through the teachings of Weston A. Price. And I started incorporating that into his diet. And within 3 months, we had nearly reversed all of his symptoms, and within a year, completely healed this little guy. He hasn't been back to the doctor since. He's now 20 years old. And that prompted me to go back to school and get several degrees in nutrition. And my greatest need in my nutrition practice was a real bone broth. And so my husband and I, he's a chef, started our little company, Bonafide Provisions, and we started selling this little bone broth out of my little nutrition practice, and now here we are in about 7,000 stores in the freezer set nationwide. And so Bonafide Provisions is our company, and Bonafide means real or genuine, and Provisions means food for the journey, and that's what our company is all about.
Well, I'd say that's pretty awesome, and what an inspiration as well. Thank you for some of that backstory. Much appreciated. Now let's talk about distribution. Where are you all available, and where can consumers buy your products?
Well, nearly every store near your home. So, you know, we have a website. If you go in and put in your zip code, you'll be able to find our product near you. But we are in most every natural retailer. We're in large conventional grocery stores, and you can even find us in Walmart. So again, in the frozen section, and we also can deliver straight to your doorstep.
That sounds quite convenient. And also, as far as the business is concerned, what do you think has been the key to your success to date?
Sure. I really think the key to our success is, you know, we started out this company with really no intention of starting a company. We, which is kind of funny. We, you know, I was a nutritionist by trade. My husband was a chef at one point in his career, but we started this just out of a need. And I think that what's happening in America is that people are starting to recognize that food is medicine, and food really can reverse so many of the kind of everyday symptoms that we are experiencing that's really kind of nagging on Americans' health. And we can kind of return to traditional cooking methods. And, you know, we just kind of met this need, and it's been amazing to watch the success of this product grow. And I think that we are just really true to the core values, which is we're creating a product that is as clean as possible without any weird stuff added. We don't add any citric acid. We don't heat it and put it in Tetra Paks. It's, you know, Mother Nature's preservative is frozen. So we pop that right into the freezer after we cook the product. And I think it just really resonated with people, because people are looking for their food to contribute to wellness.
I definitely would agree with that. And it certainly is impressive how you've been able to make this happen and see a lot of success Well done on your part today. We're joined by Sharon Brown, the founder and CEO of Bonafide Provisions, the number one selling frozen bone broth in the nation, here on Enterprise Fit Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, what makes your company stand out from other bone broth companies? I'm thinking there's not a lot of competition in the market, but maybe I'm wrong.
Sure. Well, you know, I think healthy competition is a good thing. And when we launched our product, we really were one of the very first bone broths to the marketplace. And I think what really makes us stand out is our bone broth is just like you make it at home. So we take the bones of an animal. They're very clean animals. Our beef is grass-fed. Our chicken is pasture-raised. We use a triple-filtered water. We cook the bones for a minimum of 18 hours, and we add apple cider vinegar. When you add apple cider vinegar, it's a chelator, which means that it's like a magnet, and it pulls all the minerals, the nutrients, the collagen, the protein out of the bones of the animal and then dumps it into this kind of liquid gold. And then the next step is really key, and that's what I think really sets us apart, is we simply freeze the product. So that means that it's not exposed to any Tetra Pak. It's not being put into a Tetra Pak where the product is then reheated again. And then we don't add any shelf stabilizers like citric acid. And then the other thing that I think really sets us apart is a lot of the bone broth companies now, you'll see that it really actually isn't even bone broth. So there isn't any standard or guidelines to what actually bone broth is. So if you look at many of the bone broth companies, if you see bone broth on the shelf, you turn the packaging around, it will say chicken flavoring and water. And on the front, it'll still be bone broth. So ours is a real true traditional bone broth. And then we don't do any added fillers, because a lot of the other companies, it's very expensive to make this product. They will add things like vegetable broth and chicken broth to dilute the cost of the bone broth. We don't do that either. We just stick to the real deal, which, you know, really is kind of what our company is all about. And then we also have a line of soups that we have created that also have our bone broth as a base, all organic ingredients and nothing that you wouldn't find in your refrigerator.
Lastly, what has been your biggest challenge thus far in regards to the business, and how would you advise other entrepreneurs tuning in facing similar challenges?
Yeah, I think our biggest challenge is educating the consumer. You know, when trends start in the marketplace, big, large companies jump on that bandwagon to make a buck. And like I said, we never started this company to make a buck, but, you know, here we are. And our biggest challenge is really fighting the bigger companies of staying true to what a real product is. You have to be so careful with ingredients as a consumer, and you have to read your labels, and you have to know what goes in to the product. So steer clear of things like guar gums, carrageenans, citric acid. Shop on the outer aisles of the grocery store and in the frozen set, where you're going to find really clean ingredients. And for us, you know, our biggest challenge is fighting the larger companies that have the bigger dollars that really get to skew the information that's out there. And that's just not something that we would ever do. So my advice to other entrepreneurs or food companies is really, you know, it's for me, it's less about finding a passion, because I don't know if you can really find your passion. I think passions are just going to be a part of who you are, and it's just going to pop up, right? You can't go seeking your passion. But you really need to stay true to your original convictions. And then I believe that success will, you know, the doors are just going to completely open, because it's going to resonate with people. And those are really kind of the best key takeaways that I can give to others.
Certainly appreciate those concluding remarks. Most helpful and much appreciated, and really appreciate your joining us on behalf of Bonafide Provisions. If listeners wanted to get more information on Bonafide Provisions, where's the best place online to do so?
Sure. So we would love for you to follow us on Instagram. I give a lot of nutrition advice on our Instagram account. We're actually doing fun giveaways many times on our Instagram account. So it's just Bonafide Provisions on Instagram. We have a website we would love for you to visit as well. And there you'll find information about our product and Instagram. And then if you follow our Instagram and our Facebook pages, you'll find us cooking in the kitchen at night. We're going to show you how to incorporate bone broth into everything you make at home.
And that certainly is an added bonus. Again, Sharon, all the best, continued success, and thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Fit Radio.
Thanks for having me.
Anytime. We've been speaking with Sharon Brown, the founder and CEO of Bonafide Provisions. Again, the number one selling frozen bone broth in the nation. And for all the details, visit bonafideprovisions.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Fit Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
This is the ePodcast Network.